Blog Talk Radio.
That comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and the whole hinterland of South Africa. This train carries on in the young men and old men who are conscripted to come and work on contract in the gold mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropolis. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they're digging and drilling for that mighty evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mush food into their iron plate with an iron shovel, or when they hear that choo-choo train and screaming and puffing in the far horizon, they always curse the coal train that brought them to Johannesburg. Amen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Grand Rising, Sin City's Nevada, commonly referred to as Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I lost so much money here, I felt like I built the place. But however, folks, we're having a great discussion this morning. You know, we had our guest host, the one and only Sarge, okay, but Sarge is AWOL, as he called, okay, but hopefully everything is going good for him. And what has your host, Rebecca St. Corbett, coming to you from Las Vegas. And then we got the one and only Jesse Pavis, otherwise known as Chad Kuma, mayoral candidate of Denver, Colorado, of 2023. Good morning there to you, Mr. Mayor. How you be?
Grand Rising, Sabaka. I just had a situation I'm trying to deal with right now. But
yes, sir. Okay, you faded out.
I said I just had a situation I'm trying to deal with right now, but we're going to get through it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then also, too, man, we most definitely want to give out there a shout-out there to the chairman of Montgomery, Alabama. And I had put a meme up on my wall trying to get it to 1,000 hits, and it's dedicated to the chairman of Montgomery, because that there is pretty much, you know, a top story that's going on there now and continuing. And then, of course, you know, they're trying to say, you know, it's the black folks' fault. And when in actuality, the brother, you know, was attacked and people had came out, you know, to check on that brother and have that brother back. And that there just goes to show that the days of being passed pretty much are at an end, because, you know, that stuff is ridiculous.
They charged about 4 or 5 savages.
They did what now?
They charged about 4 of those savages.
Oh, okay, well, that's good, as well as they should, is because they started it and the people defended themselves. You see what I mean? And then the sad part about it is if I got my geography right about Montgomery, isn't it, how far is that away from the Edmund Pettus Bridge?
About an hour away.
Okay, yes, because now let me make sure, because Birmingham is in northern Alabama, and Montgomery is down there in southern Alabama. Okay. All righty, okay. So, you know, maybe they're just going to show, or maybe that's the ancestors' way of saying, hey, you're not going to do this and beat us no more and what have you. And then I'm seeing information across social media.
The riverboat that they were holding up was the Harriet, too.
Oh, exactly. Okay, see, so there's your elements right there. See what I'm saying? You know, the history of it there. It was the 1960s.
And on top of that, the junk had a rally there the same weekend.
Oh, okay, so they had a dump rally right there. Okay, all right. So it was quite obvious is that with the dump, as in human shit, and I want to make that perfectly clear, is that of what he's trying to do. Okay, and we as a people at this stage of the game would be nothing more than damn fools to sit up there to see it for anything else than other than what it actually is. So what we have to do is we have to get our cohesiveness together economically, politically, and socially. Yes, say, and then people need to travel in groups, you know, no going out here by yourself and what have you, okay? It's because something is in the air and they figure that they want to come out here and kill us again. Well, not saying that they never stop.
That Jason Aldean song stuck in the head, tried this in a small town. Well, they tried it in a small town and got their ass whooped.
Oh, yeah. See, them is the dog whistles right there, you know, hillbillies, you know, singing that bullshit, ass scratchers, house niggas, yassa bosses, you know what I'm saying? The dump as a human shit, you see what I mean? You know, and they weren't ready for that one right there. And then it is going, across the net of everybody's praising the brother, you know, for holding his ground, you know, and definitely, of course, a shout out there to the chairman of Montgomery. And we definitely thank you for your service, sir. And there is a meme up on my wall on Facebook called Shabaka St. Corey, thanking the chairman for his service, you know, to the chairman of Montgomery. And it's a black chair. And the background music is by the one and only Mr. James Brown, Papa Don't Take No Mess. You know, so please share that. It's because we are trying to generate revenue for this platform. And I think we need like 1 million shares or something like that, trying to monetize it. You know, because we're going, approaching our eighth season right now. We put a lot of work into this platform, folks. And we would hate to see it go down, and we've had everybody on here. We've had scholars, we've had celebrities, you know, we've had politicians, we've had, you know, the common folks, the intellectual folks, and what have you. And, you know, we do have a B1 agenda, which we have as a Black First agenda, but however, the platform is open up to other groups as well, too. Now, the thing is that you guys got to understand, you know, who, when we define other groups, we're not ass scratchers here. We're not Yasa bosses. We ain't with Amos and Andy. We're not with Rochester. We sure in the fuck ain't with Warlock and Uncle Tim Scott and all that. But if you call in respectful, you will be respected. But, you know, no ass scratching and no Yasa bossing goes on here. And that we do not apologize for. Okay, now. Also, too, check out our hashtags, Resurrection of the Mental Dead, okay, because we are the creators of it. Definitely check out the hashtag Frontline Black News, okay, and definitely check out the Revolutionary Agenda, and definitely check out the B1 Agenda, Black First Agenda. As we as our audience knows, as how we feel on the tangibles of 2024, tangibles 2025 and all the presidential elections all the way up to 2100 is because we built your nation, and you know, we know that white America's got their hand-picked ass scratchers and Yasa bosses who try to sit up there with this all-inclusive bullshit. Oh, well, we're all Americans. No, we are diasporic Africans. That's what we are. And we have circumnavigated the globe 10,000 years.
Africans, Shabaka. If you really look at
we're what now? Now say that again, Brother Fair.
Not only are we diasporan Africans, we are original American. In order to be American, 1808 dictionary, you have to be copper colored. And we're revealing more and more that we've been before the transatlantic slave trade. So if anybody is American, it would be us because the original Aboriginal people of this land of Turtle Island before a Caucasoid even came out of a goddamn cave. But we got a, I think it's Lady Che. Let me bring her on.
Oh, okay. And then they talk about that trick Columbus, you know, he was a savage and he was a drunk. Okay, and then also, too, I'm trying to remember, Brother Che, if my memory serves me correct. Okay, there was a dude by the name of Balboa, and they got a street named after him in San Francisco. Now, wasn't Balboa from Spain or Portugal, I think?
Yeah, it was one of those places.
Yeah, and they had the damn audacity to say that this bastard is the one that, quote-unquote, discovered the Pacific Ocean. Motherfucker, yeah, Balboa. I mean, how the fuck are you going to discover the Pacific Ocean and it's been there since the beginning of time? See, and this is what this Eurocentric bullshit, you know, kills me about. It ain't been discovered until the cracker man came there. See, and now the governor of Florida, okay, the dude that wears woman's panties, you know, the panties, okay, I'm calling him a punk, okay. All right, now this fool should know about law and legal rights because he was a military JAG officer in the U.S. military. And it seems to me with him being a trained lawyer that he is pushing the agenda that he is pushing. I mean, if anything, man, this clown, you know, should be pushing, I guess, you know, what Dr. King was trying to do with the civil rights issues and what that and what have you. But he's being a trained lawyer, you know, he's the exact opposite. He's kind of like the LBJ type. He's kind of like your George Wallace type. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then not to mention that this bastard had either suspended or had fired one of the district attorneys or one of the prosecutors who was black down in the state of Florida, I believe.
Yes. Well, Lady Terry is joining us.
Oh, hey, you said I was here. I just joined in.
Yeah, how you?
Right when he was telling, yeah. Right when he said that he discovered the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Balboa. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which one of these. All right, Grand Rising, you sound much better, and that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
I
was up late pulling off fluid off my heart, and like before I took off, like, 2 gallons of fluid off my heart, 2 gallons of like two water jugs, and it's just extremely painful. My medicine isn't working though, so it's like it should have been more than that. So it's kind of slow dragging, and I'm like so sick still. But I was up reading and just like reading articles in the newspaper on Newsbreak, and it's kind of laughing. And I was watching YouTube and stuff. I was like, oh, it must be time for Grand Rising of Chewbacca. So he called, let me find out. And I checked earlier, and then I was there like 45 minutes to wait. So I waited. Here I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, too, DeSantis will wear this resignation. Okay, well, anyway, I'm pulling up, you know, the garbage of the day, you know, up here on this, you know, laptop right here. What I mean by the garbage of the day is because the only thing, once again, is all you're getting is a bunch of damn advertisement. You know what I'm saying? And then when you try to pull up there, man, you know, to get to the real stores, you know, they're bypassing you. You know what I'm saying? Now, we got here the Florida Education Commissioner skips form on criticized Black History standards. Okay. All right, and this is the brother here.
I was watching a little bit about that, you know, with the on the news, right? You know, the little white news media is like MSNBC and whatnot, and they were really vilified old girl Kamala Harris for trying to talk about this, trying to talk about some of that shit, talking about, you know, slavery benefited, you know, people, blah blah blah. And I was like, man, I was like, this is the stupidest shit you ever heard in your life. Because
what I was
trying to say,
exactly,
like, nobody came with those
skill sets
before they were a slave.
Yeah, and then on top of the two ladies, that was some brutalization.
Yeah,
and that there was some brutalization. And then keep in mind is that you have heard me over the years, and I will say it again, okay? Now, I'm putting on some earphones here, Brother Che. Let me know if they causing us a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I got headphones out too, Brother Jay.
Okay, well, you sound great with your headphones. How do I sound here on this here, Brother Jay?
Yeah, you sound good. So far, it sounds so good.
You sound good.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read this story right here. And it's a picture of a gentleman by the name of Mr. Anthony Durden, who attends a formal Black History curriculum in Florida schools, yesterday in Miami Gardens, Florida. Okay, Miami Gardens, Florida, and I could just tell by the name of it that there's a suburb on the outskirts of Miami, okay, down near the Everglades. Leaders of a form of Florida's new standards for teaching Black history encouraged parents to let their discontent be heard by showing up at a local school board meeting, sending feedback to the state's Department of Education, and voting. Well, we extended an invitation to all the to our people down here in the great state of Florida, and just inbox us. And hit us on social media on our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. If you want to come on this platform and drop some gems and knowledge of what's really going on down there in Florida. Okay. Now, it says here that hundreds of lawmakers, teachers, and parents crowded into Antioch Baptist Church in Miami Gardens on Thursday night to discuss the new policy, which has drawn harsh criticism for requiring teachers to instruct middle school students that enslaved people develop skills which in some instances could be applied to their personal benefit. Okay, now, to the panties, you know, the dude that wears women's underwear. Okay, how could he sit up there and push some asinine shit like this? And this dude, from what I understand, is a Harvard grad, okay? And he was a military JAG officer, which is pretty much a lawyer. I mean, how can he do this? Okay, but the educational...
Because it's got cognitive dissonance, Shabaka. That's just straight cognitive dissonance right there. And stereotypes.
Yeah.
Like, as retired, are you acting like, you know, like the slaves they brought over here came out of a cabbage patch when they got here? They
yeah.
didn't know how to hunt,
yeah.
gather, do anything of relevance, like bathe and take care of other people's children. You know, like, they never, you know, there was never a village of any sort, you know, wherever they stole them from.
But
it's like, yeah. he's stupid. This is stupid. He's stupid for saying
yeah.
it. And it's stupid for passing a whole curriculum like that. Because it's basically saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, look, they're basically playing on the plot that we're in net and we needed to be taught everything and we needed to be shown everything and the white man did it all. And we should just be so grateful. And that's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah, but the only thing, and I hate to say this, but the truth is it's light, but when you look at, you know, the history of Europe, they didn't invent nothing. They went out and took and lied and deceived people up out of their shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, Manny Diaz, who's the person, you know, I guess he runs the educational standards in Florida, he wasn't in attendance for this. All righty. And then Diaz, a former area high school teacher in the Miami-Dade County area, had previously agreed to attend according to organizers. His participation was advertised on flyers publicizing the event, which was sponsored by Democratic State Senator Chevron Jones. A chair was even set up for him with a placard bearing his name. Diaz, who was appointed commissioner last year by Republican Governor Ron the Panties, and yes, Governor the Panties, I'm saying that you are a transvestite and that you wear women's underwear. So I want to be perfectly clear about that. Said on social media that there was nothing sudden about his inability to attend the town hall meeting. He said he told Jones last week he would be visiting schools to welcome back teachers and students. Thursday was the first day of school across many parts of Florida. But Frederick Ingram, the Secretary Treasurer of the American Federation of Teachers, called Diaz out. First, let me address, now this is Mr. Ingram now, stating that let me address the elephant in the room. Ingram told the chair and crown, Diaz is a coward. The panties, the governor who wears women's underwear, knew that this was going on. Diaz knew that this was going on. And they both know how important this is for the black community. They know they should have been here tonight to face you. Anthony Durden, a local activist and minister for Miami Gardens, called the new standards disrespectful and insensitive. And which they are beyond disrespectful, and they're beyond insensitive. And he said the only way to move forward was with honest dialogue, but that students were being deprived of that. Okay, now he's got a point right there. And as Mr. Durden is stating here, to say that blacks benefited from slavery is insane, which we agree with this brother. He has open invitation to come on here as well, too. Now, Miami-Dade School Board member Steve Gallion III also urged parents to teach their children at home about the horrors of slavery. Oh, yes, starting with the case of Emmett Till. my prayers is this becomes a catalyst for movement, which it will. Carrying with me being an old bastard, you know, looking back at history, yes, this is going to be a catalyst. So I might not make it there with you folks, but however, we as a people, we are waking up, you know, but I might not make it, but just keep the spirit going. The meeting took place in a historical black church in Miami Gardens, where two-thirds of the population is black. The crowd's attitude toward the new standards was mostly negative, as well as it should have been, okay? Jones, the state senator, said he would set up a group to study the standards and ask audience members to sign up. The panties, as in a transvestite, a male wearing women's underwear, who is seeking a 2024 GOP presidential nomination, has repeatedly defended the new language while insisting that his critics, who include Kamala Harris, who is the former district attorney of San Francisco County when Mario Woods was murdered by the San Francisco Police Department, and she did not do nothing to prosecute those bastards, and same thing, the lab dogs, when they murdered Ezell Ford when she was the attorney general, she done nothing. But however, Kamala is Kamala. And two leading black Republicans in Congress are intentionally misinterpreting one line of the sweeping curriculum. Now, here's something. Who sparked the Montgomery bus boycott? Rosa Parks. Okay. I met Mrs. Parks in my youth. You know what I'm saying? A frail lady. Salute to Rosa Parks. You know what I'm saying? Harris, the vice president, went down there to Florida to condemn the curriculum. Oh, yeah, and ass scratching Uncle Tim Scott of South Carolina, who is the chamber's sole black Republican, is also seeking the White House, issued a direct rebuke of the standards. Wait a minute. He issued a rebuke of the panties? Uncle Tim Scott? Oh, man. Maybe the chairman woke him up down there in Montgomery.
Nah, he's just getting on the blackness because it's convenient.
You're right. Okay. Now, critics said the new school standards are the latest in a series of attacks on black history, which it is. Well, hell, they've been attacking black history ever since the day we were brought here. By the governor's administration, at the beginning of the year, the panties, as in a transvestite governor of Florida, I'm saying you wear women's underwear, so I'm calling you the panties, and I want to make that perfectly clear, just like about the dump, as in human shit. I please want to make that perfectly clear, to quote another crook by the name of Tricky Dick, who stated that he was not a crook, and we want to make that perfectly clear as well, too. All right. The panties administration blocked a new advanced placement course on African-American studies from being taught in high schools, saying it was contrary to state law. The panties also has pushed through the Stop Woke Act, a law that limits discussions on race in schools and by corporations, and banned state universities from using state or federal money for diversity programs. Karen Thompson, a school counselor who attended a town hall meeting, called the standards really absurd and heart-wrenching. Thompson says she hoped that they would be rescinded this year since she believed they were motivated by politics and racism, and she described Diaz's reason for being absent. Okay, now her question to the panties, of who's the governor of Florida, the dude that wears women's underwear, is why suddenly all of these attacks on black history, she questions. I think it's absurd because slavery was in no way a good thing, Thompson said.
I don't think it's education, all of a sudden either.
Yeah,
like,
should be
all
about the truth.
It's never been all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
People, man,
yeah, Okay, and then here they want some bullshit to take a poll and fuck artificial intelligence and all that shit. I'm not trying to make you tricks rich, but that was a very, very good article right there. Okay, all right, and now another thing that we want to get on with, and this is the top story, folks. We're going to Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, man, that was the shit.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That was the shit.
And,
I sent you a clip yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay. And then also, too,
it was hilarious.
Did you all get a chance to look at the meme that I put up there on my wall? Because I'm trying to get that there to at least 100,000 views with the black chair that has in the background music popping, Don't Take No Mess. And I said, yeah, and I said, this is to the chairman of Montgomery, and we thank him for his service.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, please, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's up on my wall, Lady Chair. Yeah.
They're calling him Uncle Otis, and they're trying to charge him. But,
okay,
when
this man is...
That's a GoFundMe.
They ended up firing him.
He needs to get up in the federal court and start suing people, you know, because they said a woman turned herself in Montgomery after the riverfront brawl. Becomes the fourth person arrested in melee. Okay, now I'm looking at a picture where they got the brother on the ground. Okay, and I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 white men and one white woman. You know, look like they're attacking this man, and I see why. I guess this must. Yeah, and I think this brother here in this photo,
they
man, is the first responder. Of course they jumped
him. And
why did
they jump him? They jumped
of course
him.
They did.
The brother's about to get activated. And they took a bomb that new building. You couldn't see him for like a good 3 Mississippis.
Exactly. And then, too, and there's also been said it's because Brother Palmetto Star, you know, did a podcast last night. I meant to call in, but I fell asleep. Okay, so this story here, folks, is that a woman turned herself in 5 days after the large brawl that broke out on an Alabama riverfront, police said, making her the fourth person arrested in the violent melee that went viral. Her name is Mary Todd, 21, was charged with assault in the third degree 5 days after the brawl, according to the Montgomery Police Department. So at best, man, you know that there's a misdemeanor. So she'll probably do about 3 days, probably get a fine, probably have to go to anger management or some bullshit like that, you know, but it's not a felony, I don't think. But then again, keep in mind, I'm not familiar with the way how they do things there in a great state of Alabama. And keep in mind that Shabaka Sankore's relatives have slaved in the great state of Alabama. So, of course, you understand why I have such a special interest. She is currently housed in a municipal jail, okay. Saba Coleman, a major, I guess, a police executive, said in a statement shared with NBC News, there are no additional updates regarding this active ongoing investigation. On Tuesday, police announced assault charges against Richard Roberts, 48, Alan Todd, 23, and Zachary Shipman, 25. According to witnesses, the brawl started when a group of white private boaters, more than likely who were drunk, attacked a black dock worker by the name of Mr. Damian Pickett. Okay, so that's the chairman of Montgomery, you know, Mr. Damian Pickett, you know. So, yeah, definitely share the memo on Shabaka's, off of Shabaka's wall, you know, to the chairman of Montgomery. And we thank him for his service. As he attempted to move their pontoon, I guess that's some type of boat, to make way for the Harriet II riverboat. The more than 200 passengers on a riverboat waited for at least 30 minutes as its captain
and Pickett tried to get the group of rowdy boaters to move their watercraft. And like you said, Brother Jason, this is a bunch of drunks. So as we used to say in South Central LA,
yeah,
they got drunk enough to fight.
Everybody on that boat, everybody on the big boat was sorely upset. I mean, they were watching this go down, and it was like, they were like, look, this is about to happen, this is about to happen. And they were watching for a good long time before she started getting almost a little activated, and then this man is gone and cracking. I was just happy to see that there was some fucking unity right there. And I was happy to see the fucking white people get the fucking, just a little bit of justice. What I didn't like about this was that, they didn't get held accountable. And then when the white people went to the hospital, they saw that there was black staff there. They hurried up and trained up out of there all quick. And I'm like, look, you're guilty. This is clear. It's evident. You know, there's nothing you could say. However, we all know that it doesn't matter when your city run by supremacy, even if it is black state, your ass is getting out of jail. They're getting out of jail. You know, and everybody else, all of our brothers is getting in trouble. And they have to say, that's just fucked up. I really find that shit fucked up. And I think that people, especially the women, got what they deserve, because they should have been involved in the first place. But the women hitting that man, it's okay, you're gonna get away with it. Not caring, I'm afraid not. You shouldn't anyway.
Well,
so I'm glad what we're doing. It's them, and them. You know?
Yeah. And then, okay, now getting back to the article here. Where they said they just didn't think the rules applied to them, the people, the drunks who was on the boat that was in the way of the riverboat. It was so avoidable. All they had to do was just get their drunk asses back on the boat, move the fucking boat, dock someplace elsewhere, let the riverboat park, you see, and then they could take their drunk asses on to someplace else. This never had to have happened. A witness, Leslie Mawater, 52, has said, who was aboard the Harriet II, previously told NBC News, I knew something was going to go down because the attitude was just, you can't tell us what to do. They were going to be confrontational regardless of who you were.
Guard, such pushback was, like, ridiculous. I think it's the little boat has, like, wheels in it or, like pedals or something. You pedal it around. It's like a stupid-ass little cheap-ass fucking plastic boat. Probably fits two people in it. The fact that they gave pushback was even more of a show of entitlement and act of force that they were really not gonna fucking do whatever. And so he moved the boat, and they got mad.
Right.
But it's his job, and they should have been it. So the man was in the right. The security guard was in the right. He should have had no problem.
Yeah.
He should have been like, yes, sir, let me move that out your way. Sorry, my bad. I just thought I could park it here. Because you got a big ass motherfucking, three-story fucking boat coming in? Dreams, Harry?
And,
all perfectly aligned.
Say what?
Be wise, ass serpents is in the chat.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay. The riverboat captain called police around 7 p.m. local time, and officers arrived at the scene at 7:18. Wow, the response time of 18 minutes, that's pretty average. Hell, if you're a crime victim in L.A., they'll give you about 3 hours before the lap dogs show up. Okay.
They could have killed that man for 18-minute delay.
Oh, yeah, but he put in some work.
They were jumping on him.
Yeah, but the chairman got busy. You know what I'm saying? And 13 people were detained, questioned, and then released, the police chief said, adding that the FBI and the DA's offices are involved in an ongoing investigation. Okay, so therefore they can go ahead, tear up, and fabricate evidence not to charge the real culprits. Who were the drunks, you know what I'm saying, that started this crap? Boy, I'm telling you. Okay, man, let's see. And Brother Chase in, we got some chats going on right here. Okay, let's read our insults. Okay. All right.
The fact they fired the man was horrible in itself, and it looks really bad. Like, I think there's a fire because it looks horrible. Like, he could go ahead and sue them for everything. You know what I mean? That's going to be his company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just on the basic principle that some people that were there attacked him, jumped on him, and attempted to hurt him over him doing his job. And then, then not only doing that, they wanted to go to the point to make sure he got fired. And he didn't have to get fired.
Well, he's got a lawsuit, you know, in my opinion, okay? It's because the man is because the man, you know, was just doing his job. And then, of course, you know, he's getting persecuted.
He got plenty of witnesses and videos to really back those claims up.
Indeed. He most certainly does. And then also, too, but I want to give a shout-out there to the young man, you know, who had jumped off the riverboat, you know, and he swam to shore to help the brother. That was awesome.
That
now,
shit was tight. He was totally
We got photographs here, people. Okay, now, the first photograph I got right here, the riverfront brawl. Second dock worker claims the white man called.
You know they did. You know he was called all kind of bad words, all kind of slurs.
Yeah.
And
then keep in mind, I'm seeing a photograph of it right here where the white dude with the white hat on is hitting, you know, the brother who's the dock worker that had on a black hat and had on a white shirt, okay, looking at these photos.
Brave man. He took his shirt off and squared up. I'm proud of everybody.
Not only was he a worker, he was the captain of the Harriet, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
He was 65 years old. His brother was 65 years old.
Okay. He was 65, okay, so that's assault from the elderly.
Like that. I'm proud of you. Let's hear what it was.
Okay, and almost definitely.
When he tossed that hat in the air, that was the bat signal. Like, hey, I'm Negro in the press. Help me.
Yeah, exactly. That was his best whip that he put out.
I was just even proud of it. I was just so excited. Just to see him say, fuck that, man. You ain't going to touch me.
Threw a couple of the Beckys into the water. The sister who was photographing the thing and weighed in the water. Threw a couple of the Beckys into the water.
Fuck yeah, that shit was the best. Well, then that bitch's ass. They just think they get away with anything. They just walk by.
Remember that one cracker?
He
jumped in the water. Remember that cracker? He jumped in the water to avoid getting beat up.
Yeah, to avoid the ass.
In the water.
See, the point is, you know, and I'm of the opinion is that these is a bunch of drunks hyped up off of the dumpism and the panties, you know what I'm saying, thinking that it was
all
appropriate.
All of them to get on that one brother. That's how much you know that was some cowardice shit. It took like five motherfuckers to start jumping on that brother. And that was some cowardice shit.
And the man was
never
65
go to
years old.
They thought they could get that brother because he was on the job, and they didn't think he was going to do anything. And that brother put hands and feet on him. And then when they tried to jump him, all the brothers
put
hands and feet in that chair on his ass.
And ladies and gentlemen, please go to my Facebook page of Shabaka St. Corey. Please share that.
I think
that
probably one of the best Black Augustes yet. You know, you think about it. This is a pretty exciting video. You know, that one has to do with the dude that beat with the stick.
And
I didn't
then
like the interviewing afterwards, but I like that he's fucking you up.
And then the cold part about it is, folks, is that I'm looking at it, And most definitely share the meme up on my wall. And that there is a picture of a black chair, and it has James Brown singing "Papa Don't Take No Mess," and the caption is, "This is to the chairman of Montgomery, and we thank him for his service, sir." So most definitely, yeah, please serve that. And then also too, there was a video that I saw where somebody was giving instructions, and I guess this person was a martial artist or a trained combat fighter. Yeah, how to swing the chair. You see, now keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, as I stated in my live feed, you see, the chair, folks, is a multi-purpose device. The chair can rest the ass, and then you can use the chair to whoop some ass. That was demonstrated by our man down in Montgomery. And, you know, and we got the chair there for the chairman of Montgomery, you know, to come have a seat. So please share that meme. And
you see, the whites are already trying to steal that shit. You know that. The whites are already taking it as police officers hold the chairs. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and then everybody's got the chair, like, on the side of their hip and what have you. But really, though, but, you know, okay, and then keep in mind is that Smokey Robinson made a record in the early 1960s during the Civil Rights Movement called "You Gotta Laugh to Keep from Crying." Mm-hmm. And the sad part about it is, you know, is that they had ordered this stuff, you know, on themselves. I mean, how y'all going to sit up there and beat this man, you know what I mean? And he's not supposed to defend himself? See, that's the shit that gets me, people. That's what gets me. You know what I'm saying? Is that we just supposed to stand there?
This is 1953, Shabaka. They just do whatever to us, so we're just going to put up with it. Them days are over.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new day. Now let's look at this here, people. Now, here in Wikipedia, okay, the free encyclopedia, Wikipedia, this will be known, according to Wikipedia, the Montgomery Riverfront Brawl was a large-scale altercation that took place on August 5th, 2023, at the Riverfront Dock in Montgomery, Alabama, where my ancestors slaved at. The incident gained significant media attention due to its violent nature, the underlying racial undertones, and Montgomery's racially charged history. Okay. All righty. Okay, I hope you're listening to this here, Mr. The Panties. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that you're a punk and you wear women's underwear. Okay, and then the dump, as in human shit, and I want to make that perfectly clear. I hope you've taken note of this as well, too. The brawl ensued after a dispute over a dockside parking spot at Riverfront Park. The Harriet II Riverboat, carrying 227 passengers, attempted to dock in its reserved spot. Now, keep in mind, folks, reserved spot. Okay, so what reserved spot means is that when you leave this spot, you're entitled to come back to it after you finish, I guess, your boating tour. But found a private pontoon boat occupying, and whatever what a pontoon is, with all the hillbillies on there, they'll probably call it a spittoon
like
boat.
Like a boat with pedals.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and so which means
it's hard to say that these bastards are from Montgomery, but they supposedly they own a store on the riverfront, and but, I mean, y'all need to boycott that goddamn store. And I'm also hearing that they have ties possibly with the KKK. So these motherfuckers...
Oh, I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that they do.
That's even worse.
They are white people. And then did you see that video?
You couldn't look at them and not think that. I mean, come on.
And then keep in mind is that...
They had no remorse. They didn't give a fuck. They were just trying to walk off when the police got there. Like, they were innocent. Like, they didn't do nothing wrong.
These are regulars on the river. This ain't the first time that they tried to pull some shit like this. This
right.
This, yeah. Got up with their motherfucking ass.
He's like, what, I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, and hear. Then... And then also, too, is that Montgomery was the capital of the Confederacy. Now, I'm looking at it here, that how they got it listed here in Wikipedia. The captain of the Harriet, too, was transported to the dock to negotiate with the private boat operators. Instead of a peaceful revolution, the situation quickly escalated. The co-captain was confronted aggressively and later assaulted by multiple members of the private boat. Okay, so they started it. Okay, when fellow Harriet two crew members intervened in the co-captain's defense, you know, then the brawl expanded, the various individuals becoming involved. The entire altercation was caught on video, showing it evolved from the initial confrontation to a vast melee. A teenager was filmed swimming across the river to join the brawl, while another man was later videotaped hitting people with a folding chair. Okay, that is the chairman right here. And also, T.G., I did, Mr. to the chairman of Alabama, would be more than happy to have you on here, sir, and what have you. Now, here's something, August 8th, a Detroit rapper writes a song about the Montgomery brawl, you know,
and
what I'm saying? Now we, yeah.
And, I think it was the night before,
yeah.
White supremacist tried a brother in Detroit and got beat up with a chair. I've been seeing all kinds of videos.
Oh, okay. Well, great work. Okay.
You know,
all right.
Premise.
Okay.
His wife is trying to the sister at an establishment, and the sister picked up a chair after she booted her in the goddamn face. And
okay.
One of the cars grabbed her up before she could hit her with the chair. But, yeah, it's definitely a Black August. And I hope we keep this
going.
Oh,
okay.
Y'all.
Yeah, without a doubt. Uh-huh. Okay, and then two here. Now, hopefully that we can receive some revenue for this platform off of this. Wild Alabama riverboat brawl prompts folding chair and Black Aquaman memes after footage goes viral. And I'm looking at it where the white dude is attacking the older brother. Okay, and the brother is... he's getting jumped on by 1, 2, 3, 4 white guys, and they're punching and kicking him. And then you got a Becky that comes in and joins in it, okay, and they working a brother, okay. Now, the first brother is coming up here, you know, and he's putting in some work. And then here comes the Montgomery police, the Black police officers going out to Black people first, so he... know how that is right there, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, two, here's our people putting in the work, and they on his ass like a swarm of bees, as well as they should be. Okay? Okay, and this is great. And as we all know, when with the bees, you know, when they all congregate, you know, if you attack one bee, the rest are going to jump on your ass as well, too. Okay. So I don't have nothing wrong with the bees protecting themselves. Also, too, with this spam and garbage and bullshit of artificial intelligence, they want you to sign them for the newsletter, and no, we're not even going to say the name of it. Okay? All righty. And then the sad part about it is that it seems to me with this is that every major player in a Major League Baseball needs to sit at home, you know what I'm saying, in response to this. And let's just be real, people, you know, the ass scratches, yas boss and what have you didn't work. We got a caller here for the last 3703. Okay,
yeah,
greetings,
it's me.
Caller. Oh,
it's me,
oh,
man.
Okay.
I've been pushing the one, and why didn't nobody let me in?
Okay, well,
like
there
five,
you
are. Like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Jesse,
okay.
Push, you know,
you
set my call.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can y'all, because I've been over here like, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah,
and
then,
too,
the
folks.
Queue.
Okay, and we got a person here in our chat room that stated, be wise ass. Erpe or whatever, but it's BEWISEASSERPE, and we extended greetings to them, and we asked them to call in with their comments, and they said that they're just listening that violence is not my cup of tea. And this isn't violence that we're discussing about. What we're talking about is the natural instinct of defending yourself. See, there's a difference.
Oh, my God.
Between,
did he really say that?
Yeah, it's a difference between violence and self-defense.
Violence is just.
Okay. All right. Okay, the violence happened when they start jumping on this man doing his job. Okay, so God gave every living creature a means of self-defense, and then we see a couple of Beckys getting tossed into the water where the young sister who was
they had that coming.
Recording this was singing Wade in the Water. Oh, yeah. And then they saying on Stinky Bird that this is like the WWF, you know. And brother says this here was like a very wild Royal Rumble, and it's the New York Post. And Mr. New York Post, you know, why don't you put a word up there for Shabaka's Black Experience in hands?
Hmm.
Because all you publishers
I thought it was justice,
is coming
man. Like that shit was right.
Oh, yeah.
That was all right, Greg. It was. It didn't mean to start like that. It wasn't supposed to go like that. Then people made it like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, just go ahead and beat up on that black man, and nobody's gonna do nothing about it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Nah,
right, exactly.
Today.
Yeah. You see. And then the cold part about it is just
overtime, Shabaka.
Yeah, let's go up in overtime, and hopefully, because we're about to go in overtime, you know. Yeah, and then we got another story here where a woman turns herself in and becomes the fourth person arrested in the melee. A woman turned herself in 5 days after the brawl on the Montgomery Riverfront, making her the fourth person arrested in the violent melee that went viral. Mary Todd, 21, was charged with assault in the third degree 5 days after the brawl, according to the Montgomery PD. She is currently housed in a municipal jail, and there are no additional updates regarding this active ongoing investigation. On Tuesday, police announced assault charges against Richard Roberts, 48, Alan Todd, 23, and Zachary Shipman, 25. According to witnesses, the brawl started when white private voters attacked a black dock worker, Mr. Damian Pickett, and as he attempted to move the boat away from the Harriet Two River boat. Okay, so, you know, we Mr. Damian Pickett, wish him well, and let's pull up some info on Mr. Damian Pickett. Yeah, I see him. Okay, let's see what's going on with him right now. Okay, alrighty. He was identified in the Riverfront brawl. You know what I mean? And How the Alabama brawl became a watershed moment for race in America. Now listen to this propaganda. It became a watershed moment for race in America. Montgomery, Alabama, police arrested three white men for their alleged roles in the attack of a black riverboat captain who tried to get them to move. Okay, we know that. And Mr. Damian was the co-captain. And bystanders rushed to Mr. Pickett's defense. A black deckhand swam to the dock from the boat to help. Okay. A video of another man smacking a white man and a woman over the head with a folding chair inspired a stream of men showing folding chairs in the hands of civil rights icons, including MLK and Harriet Tubman. No one is condoning violence, a Montgomery native said, but I'm proud of the way we responded, because if we don't, then what? We'll see it again. This person is right.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, okay, now, white privilege got its ass whooped. Okay. White privilege met black pride down by the Alabama River. And on this particular occasion, white privilege got its ass whooped. To understand why so many people are taking joy in such an ugly spectacle, you have to know more about the history of white violence against black people in this country than a person currently being educated in Florida.
It was just as amusing as the insurrection was
to us. You know what I mean? It's just as amusing as Inspector West does. You know, because she was hilarious too. And that motherfucker's guarded a treasure box full of votes laid on the floor holding the happy crying and shit. And she was just as amusing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
is there laid on the floor? Help! A guarded a treasure box full of fucking votes.
Yeah,
that shit was
and
crazy.
This is being called the Alabama Sweet Tea Party. By an author in the New York Times, and like I said, he ain't mentioning no names and no authors or what have you until somebody comes drop some bread on our platform. You know what I'm saying? Because we
talk about the NBA holiday. August 5th, 2024 will be an official NBA holiday, the Black Sweet Tea holiday.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
What day?
You know what I'm saying?
Break it up.
You know, it was August the 5th. August the 5th.
Okay.
And black people have been brutalized since the days of American slavery. And with others generally unable to defend them, the civil rights movement met violence with nonviolence, highlighting the cruelty of Southern races, but generating another volume of imagery of black victimization, beatings, fire hoses, lunch counter mobs, seeing black people come to the defense of that black man marked a departure, giving people around the nation a sense of historical correction, making it plain that no people are obligated to endure violence or allow defending themselves of being defended. Wow. Guess what you just did there, America? Hey, Mr. Whitey America, guess what you just did? You just supported the point number 7 of the BBB program.
Mm-hmm.
You just supported number 7, the right to self-defense.
It's a whole new day, man. I tell you.
Oh, wow.
And I kind of feel excited about this, you know, really, because if you look at it, things are like, it's been applied so much pressure, you know, over the last few years, they're seeing it now that, you know, that black people are tired, especially foundational black Americans, especially them, feeling tired of being abused, entrapped. Also, you just put a whole bunch of words behind that, you know, and it's over with. Like, you know, there's no going back now. Like, you know, like we used to say a long time ago, that there's nothing to be scared of anymore. That everything has already happened, it's going to happen. You know, now it's just, fuck it, just go ahead and get, I mean, maybe that's the only way, that's the only way they understand is when things like this start to happen. You know, and it's the only way they've ever understood it. Any time that any women came and tried to conquer some shit, and they got ran up out of some places, you know, and just like what's happening now with Africa. You know what I mean?
They're running as well as they should. And you're talking about the situation in Niger, right? The situation in Niger, where they banned the French up out of there.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keep breaking up.
There's a TikTok video of this white woman in Alabama. And she's like, that's what you dumbasses get.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but them co-signing this shit is like, it's kind of not a rip because if they had to choose, you know, it's like whatever. But secretly, you know, they're not really, they're like, oh, my God, they're getting jumped after the fact. You know what I mean? And they started, when white people start looking at the other whites getting their ass whooped, they start to feel some kind of way, you know. And that's why it's like you'll hear these little comments and shit right from the white people, the white community, but they're not really understanding that, hey, man, they brought that shit on themselves. They should have just left that man alone. Or what the fuck he said? Because he worked there and he was a captain. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have to respect. Act like you have no manners.
They would make it. Now, here's the story.
What, Jesse, what?
They've been smiling and on their best behavior. They ain't been sitting up. They ain't been looking crazy. They ain't been saying nothing crazy. They've been on their best behavior because they already know.
Who has?
Pop up. Wherever the hell we at?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't hear the beginning part, but yeah, I have to say it's Black August. They should act accordingly.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I like, it just keeps breaking up on that side for some reason. It's like you only hear like every fourth word.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the headphones.
And then also, too, let's see here, bringing up here is that the Alabama Riverboat captain that I'm reading right here reveals past trouble with the pontoon boat owners.
Whatever you did, you need to undo because that feedback is back.
Got feedback. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Let me try something here.
I won't be able to hear nothing.
Okay.
Because the speaker's not loud enough on this little phone.
Okay, how about now? Is the feedback gone?
I don't hear it.
Okay, sounds like it. Okay, all right, hold on. Okay,
all
what about now?
The only thing that's running is the fan in my room. But it's hot as hell.
Because initially, when we started the show, you were very clear about this song. I don't know what it is you did. I think you said you had that on the headset or something.
Yeah,
I got the headset
on. I've got nothing on, Jesse. It's completely empty in here.
Okay, all right, hold on. Okay, it's because I want to...
If it's that, I think it's my headphones because I'm rocking the other ones. But I can take them out, too, but I can't hear nothing on the
speaker. Okay, how do I sound now?
Clear.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. Okay, now I'm getting ready to read this story right here. Then we're getting ready to close it out. Okay, the Alabama riverboat captain reveals past trouble with pontoon boat owners after brawl. The captain of the Harriet II riverboat revealed that he has had trouble in the past with the group who are arrested on charges for assault for their actions in Montgomery. A fight broke out over the weekend along the dock. You know, we already know that. Okay. And the exchange was captured on video. The pontoon boat's pole was partially blocking the riverboat's designated space, the Montgomery police chief has said. So it seems to me that everybody on that pontoon, spit tune, or whatever that they were on, they should be hooked up, you know what I mean, and then thrown off into jail. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then you're going to have assholes, you know, come out there, you know, singing that bullshit. We should, can't we just all get along and all that and forgive, and just get upside the head. Yeah.
Give the whites grace.
It's been a few of these coons that's been popping up out the woodwork talking about, black people shouldn't be acting like this. We should just love everybody.
I think the opposite. I'm wondering why they haven't already. You know, that's what we've been talking about for the last couple of years. My question has been like, why haven't anybody got upset or activated yet? Because this thing going on is like, you know, now you're tired. You're like, is that what we've been saying?
Yeah.
Like, now you're not going. Now you want to get mad. That's what we should really be talking about. Like now it's like, well, don't do it. Well, what? What do you mean? So we just continue to keep getting abused? Why are you scared of it? Are you worried about your little job? Start putting in applications somewhere else. It's got to go down. It's like, we can't only take so much now. And are you going to leave this for your children's children? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they can pick up the pieces and talk shit about us. Like we've been doing about, you know, two or three decades back. Like, oh, yeah, they were great, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know what I mean? Like, come on now. Better we do this now and get it over with so our children don't struggle.
And the sad part about it is, and it's just sad, you know, that, and of all the people who had died, you know, in the civil rights movement and the black empowerment era, to sit up here and look at this bullshit, you know, these dudes calling themselves women and all this little type of crap, you know what I mean? You know, they probably turning over in their graves, and I'm quite sure that there are a lot of them that were abused in 1965 about how our people were treated here in Alabama, just like the murder of Viola Luiso, who was a young white woman from Detroit, who was murdered and found buried under a dam, you see. I wonder how they feel about it. And then the cold part about it is where you get these confused-ass individuals who think that the crack of their asses is a woman's womb.
talking about that they got some type of right, what have you. No, motherfuckers, what you all need to do is go get you some help, okay? You got civil rights and human rights, but you need you some help real bad. Okay. And then also to the governor of Florida, may your stupid ass lose in your run for president, and to the dump, as in human shit, may your sorry ass get convicted. You belong in fucking jail right along in the damn mental institution, okay? Because the dump, as in human shit, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, is criminally insane, okay? And he's untouchable. And then Uncle Tim Scott, you know, please look at the riverboat brawl down there in Montgomery. It might bring you back to your senses and what have you. And Mr. Scott, you know, you're a total lie saying that America is not a racist country, and what happened there in the great state of Alabama, you know, proved to the contrary. Okay, so therefore, get out and vote, folks, and even me included, you know, and just make sure that you're getting something tangible in return for your vote. You see what I'm saying? Something tangible, okay? It's because, you know, what happened down there in Montgomery, you know, it seems like that this nation has regressed since the dump came in to office. And I wonder what Barack Obama has to say about this. And then keep in mind, too, President Obama,
oh, man,
you had
the
power
of Biden because, you know, he's worried about Cornel West. So he already came to the rescue for Biden. And it's really early because, you know, I guess they got debates coming up in a few weeks or something like that. So, like, maybe, possibly. He already came out and, you know, already came to the defense of Biden over fucking Cornel West.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy.
Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, and Sister Soldier, if you're out there, man, please give us a call. We'll be more than happy to have you. It's because Sister Soldier owned Cornel West about 25 years ago in the late 1990s on the Phil Donahue show. So we were with Sister Soldier. Well, you know what I'm saying? And she's an educator. Yeah, she's an educator.
I think it was 31 years ago.
Yeah, so Sister Soldier would be close to my age now.
Yeah, it was about 30 years ago, so about to, like 1993,
1992. Yeah, I think she did that in 92, 93. I do know it was right after the L.A. Rebellion, and that there was in 1992. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Now, and just
years.
Here, and we're going to pull up here on the news. Now, I got this here from you, Brother Jay. You know, current race relations in the United States. Okay. You know, pulling up a story here for our last subject.
Well, I just want to say this real quick. You know, I don't think that – I don't like how the the Eric Adams thing with the immigration influx, right? And it's like, oh, we need help, right? And all these pictures that they're showing, you know, nobody's really, why hasn't the media said, I mean, the pictures are clearly obvious. It's clearly obvious why, you know, there's no immigrants getting anything right now, right? Right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear. It's clear. It's like you can't miss it. It's because they're all black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like black Afro-Latinos. Whatever it is, right? But they're all black.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants to mention it.
Right.
They're sitting there, like sitting on the curb, and then they were ghosted off the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were right in front of the Roosevelt, and then the next day, they were ghosted. They weren't even there.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
you see what I'm saying? But those were all black immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's mentioned it. They had fair-skinned ones.
Yeah, but see, but what that is, Lady Chase, see, that's that artificial intelligence doing that bullshit. Now, a majority of Americans say race relations in the United States are bad, and for those about 7 to 10 say things are getting even worse. Roughly 2/3 say it has become more common for people to express racist and racially insensitive views since the dump, as in human shit, was selected. even if not necessarily more acceptable. Options about the state of race relations, the dump's handling of the issues, and the amount of attention paid to race vary considerably across racial and ethnic groups. And keep in mind is that during Obama, you had the massive police shootings, so we must keep that in mind. Blacks, Hispanics, and Asians are more likely than whites to say the dump has made race relations worse and that there's too little attention paid to race in the U.S. these days. In addition, the large majority of blacks, Hispanics, and Asians say people not seeing discrimination where it exists is a bigger problem in the U.S. than people seeing it where it doesn't exist. But whites are about evenly divided on this. Very interesting. This chapter also explores Americans' views of intergroup relations, whether they think the better approach to improving race relations is to focus on what different groups have in common or in the unique experiences of each racial and ethnic group, whether they have ever heard. Friends and family members make potentially racist or racially insensitive comments, jokes, and or so did that they confront them and views about white people and blacks using the N-word.
Wow.
Okay, the majority of whites, blacks, and Hispanics says race relations are bad. Okay. All righty. Majority say the dump has made race relations even worse. Okay. All righty. See, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, okay, so once again, this here points to the dump as in human shit, and I'm going to make that perfectly clear. Okay. The dump, 56% of America says that the dump made race relations worse. I believe it. A relatively small share said the dump has made progress toward improving race relations. And 13% say he has tried but failed to make progress. And 14% says the dump has not addressed race relations. Okay, so,
I would say it's bad. It's bad, and then there's some bad and more that I don't know. I think that he did us a service when the COVID thing happened. You know, he passed out some bread, and everybody knew that. I think that when he started closing off the borders and separating children from their parents, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And he talked shit about other countries. That was kind of crazy. There's a lot of crazy things that happened during the Trump era. But I would say this, though. I would say that they're so dissatisfied, that people are so dissatisfied right now that they're almost willing to go back and act like nothing happened and forget all the errors that he made as president, you know, and straight overlook the shit that happened when Obama was president. You know what I mean? Because they're so disgusted, but they won't want Biden. And they fuck Biden, it's a wrap with him. So they're willing to just fuck it, go with everything, and just go back to Trump. You know, they don't even want DeSantis. They don't want him at all. They're like, and no matter how many indictments this will get, you know, they don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. Because right now he's entertaining and he's controversial. And as much as he's entertaining, controversial, that's like their popular that's how they keep their shit going in alignment, I believe. You know, they'll be popular and, oh, he's raising up in the vote. He's like nobody can touch him. He's like at 3%, 30 points higher than everybody else. And it depends on what votes, where you're reading, you know. The candidates that are running with them, like 10 or 12 or whatever that they acknowledge, I wouldn't vote for none of them.
Yeah.
Especially Tim Scott, Elders, you know what I mean? What is it? Mary, whatever the fuck her name is. You know what I mean? They're all fucking trash. The Indian dude, trash. You know what I mean? God, he's so cocky. Don Lemon, right?
Yeah. Him.
But
and
Don
then,
Lemon
like
check.
I said, and we've extended an invitation to his ass to come on this platform and to
he's
address
trash,
it,
for real.
But he won't. Yeah, but keep in mind, folks, that we are being shadow banned. Okay, so we're going to do our closing comments.
That's
okay,
for sure.
The name of this episode was Grand Rising with Sarge. Okay, so Sarge is AWOL.
you know, and he didn't show up. So, you know, we had switched it at the last minute, you know, to the situation down there in Montgomery, Alabama. So check with us there Tuesday night. Check with us on the Revolutionary Agenda over the weekend.
I think
you know,
you're doing that
Paris
today.
And you're doing
that
today?
I think
I'm
doing the Revolutionary Agenda today. I'm shadow banned, though. So
oh,
we can see what's cracking with the blog talk. But I have also had another backup streaming platform. So I was going to try to do it today. Just because I'm shadow banned until like the 13th. Completely shut down.
Okay, all righty. Okay, yeah.
That's terrible.
You know,
I don't know why that happens to me.
Okay, yeah, well, what it is that what we need to do is get some attorneys and get them on the case right here because they're charging our customers or our listeners to call into Blog Talk Radio Show. It sounds like, you know, we might have a lawsuit against them, but we're not going class action. So what we're going to be asking for is donations to put up a legal defense fund. No, I'm sorry, legal fund, you know, to haul Blog Talk and these other entities out of Silicon Game Valley, you know, into court about why they shadow banning us and why they're overcharging us to use these services that we pay for on a monthly basis, you know. So,
yeah.
So we need some support, and we need to set up a GoFundMe page. But, however, we will have a private conversation about that. Okay, folks, so I'm going to go out here tonight.
We're going to the front of Black News tomorrow.
Because
right now it's on the basic. How to get it back on the fence.
Okay, all righty. Okay, so definitely check with us here on Frontline Black News and also check the Revolutionary Agenda and definitely check out Soccer's Black Experience Enhanced. And what we're going to do, we're going to go out with Ship Ahoy tonight. You know, I think it's most appropriate, you know, for happening in Alabama. You know what I'm saying?
as your eyes can see. Men, women, and baby slaves coming to the land of liberty. Where life's design is already made. So young and so strong, they're just waiting to be saved. Oh,